Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so where do I even start today? Because honestly, the drama has been brewing, and I am here for every single drop. First up, we need to talk about our queen, Khloé Kim, because this girl has been through it, and I mean through it. So you know Khloé Kim, right? The snowboarding goddess, two-time Olympic gold medalist, absolute legend on the slopes. Well, girl, her 2026 Olympics journey almost ended before it even bloody began. Can you imagine? I'm talking about a woman who's already conquered the Olympics twice, and she nearly didn't make it to Milano Cortina. The drama of it all. Okay, so here's what happened. Khloé suffered this injury that had everyone, and I mean everyone, questioning whether she'd be able to compete. Now, they're being all secretive about the exact details, which honestly makes it even more intense, doesn't it? Like, what happened? Was it during training? Was it some freak accident? The mystery is killing me. But here's why I absolutely love this woman. She didn't just bounce back, she bounced back. Capital letters, exclamation points, the whole thing. This girl looked at that injury, looked at everyone doubting her, and said, "Not today, honey." The determination, the grit, the absolute refusal to let anything stop her from going for what would be her third Olympic gold medal. I'm actually getting goosebumps talking about it. And can we just pause for a moment and appreciate how she's handling all this pressure? Because being a two-time gold medalist heading into your third Olympics with an injury scare, that's not just physical pressure, that's mental warfare, babe. Everyone's watching. Everyone's expecting perfection, and she's out here proving that champions don't just win when everything's perfect. They win when everything's falling apart, and they still show up. The fact that she's now confirmed for Milano Cortina after everything she's been through? Chef's kiss. Absolute perfection. I'll be watching those slopes with my tea in hand, cheering this queen on because she deserves all the flowers. But speaking of drama, let me tell you about what's happening with Demi Lovato because this one has me genuinely concerned and also slightly confused if I'm being honest. So Demi has suddenly canceled tour dates due to health concerns, and immediately, my heart just, you know? Because we all know what Demi has been through over the years, the struggles, the comeback, the absolute warrior that they are. So when I hear health concerns, I'm not here to speculate or be messy about it. I'm genuinely worried about someone who's been through so much already. But here's the thing that's got me scratching my head a little bit. Back in 2022, Demi literally swore off touring in a social media post. Like, they were done with touring. Said it wasn't for them anymore, wasn't good for their well-being, all of that. Which, by the way, I completely respected. Sometimes you have to know your limits and protect your peace. You know? So when they announced these tour dates, I was already like, okay, interesting choice. And now with the sudden cancellations, I'm just hoping this isn't a case of someone feeling pressured to get back out there before they were really ready. Because the music industry, let's be real, can be absolutely brutal about pushing artists to perform when they might not be in the right headspace or physical space to do so. Whatever's going on with Demi's health, I'm sending them all the love and hoping they're taking care of themselves first. Tours can be rescheduled, but health and well-being, that's irreplaceable, babe. Now let me move on to some tea that has me absolutely gobsmacked, and that's this whole Jill Zarin situation, because the audacity of what happened here. So Jill Zarin, you know her from Real Housewives of New York, absolute icon, has been fired from E!'s upcoming reunion series called The Golden Life. But it's not just that she was fired, it's how she was fired and why she was fired that has my jaw on the floor. Apparently, Blink 49 Studios cut ties with her on Tuesday, and get this, it was because of her opinion about some halftime show. Like, since when did having an opinion become a fireable offense? I mean, I have opinions about halftime shows all the time. Should I be worried about my job security right now? But here's what's really getting me riled up. Jill says she feels completely blindsided by this. Blindsided! This woman thought she was just sharing her thoughts, probably thinking nothing of it, and then bam, you're fired. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. The absolute shock she must be feeling right now. And can we talk about the timing? Because firing someone over a halftime show opinion feels very, knee-jerk reaction, doesn't it? Like, did they not know who Jill Zarin was when they hired her? This is a woman who built her entire career on having opinions and sharing them. That's literally what Real Housewives is. It's women having opinions about everything under the sun. I'm not saying her opinion was right or wrong, because honestly, I don't even know what she said about this halftime show. But the idea that you can get fired for having an opinion in 2024, in the entertainment industry of all places, it's giving very much, we didn't think this through properly, energy from the studio's side. Poor Jill is probably at home right now, like, I survived the Real Housewives reunion specials. I survived all that drama with Bethany, and this is what takes me down? A halftime show opinion? The woman's probably more confused than anything else, and honestly, I don't blame her. This whole situation just feels very rushed and reactive to me, like someone panicked instead of having a proper conversation about whatever the issue was. But that's just my tea take on it. Sometimes the real drama happens behind the scenes, not in front of the cameras. You know what, though? Knowing Jill Zarin, this probably won't be the end of her story. This woman has been through reality TV wars and came out the other side. I have a feeling she'll bounce back from this too, probably with even more opinions to share. But honestly, girls, isn't it wild how quickly things can change in Hollywood? One day you're booked and busy, the next day you're getting fired over a halftime show take. The entertainment industry really is something else, isn't it? And speaking of wild changes, let's circle back to something positive, because I feel like we need it after all this drama. Chloe Kim's comeback really is the feel-good story we all needed. In a world where everything feels so uncertain and dramatic, having someone show us what real resilience looks like. That's the kind of energy I want to carry into my week. Sometimes the best tea isn't about the messiness or the drama, sometimes it's about celebrating the people who refuse to give up, who push through the hard stuff, and who remind us that comeback stories are the most beautiful stories of all. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!